T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tobin and Leroy here on 790 The Ticket. We are taking you up until 10 o'clock today. Lapdog and Amber come up after that. You guys can hear them. I'm sorry I missed last segment, Robbie. I've never missed a That's a Win, That's a Loss in my life. How did it go with Macho? I'm sorry I missed it.
Well, he had the Marlins going 32-0, of course. We still got 28 games left.
He had them going 32-0?
32-0.
That seems very irresponsible for baseball, even for him. I mean, there's not a time where an error, something could go awry in the midst of a 30 game schedule. He has them going 30-0,
or a screw job by the umpires.
Nothing. He just has them winning all the games.
All the games.
Right, and Leroy, we can agree. It seems irresponsible for Macho Marlins man to have them going 32-0. That seems silly.
You think?
Like, it's baseball. Like, come on. Well, what did you have them going, Leroy?
Where do I think they're going to end up?
Yeah.
For the season?
The first 32 games.
If the pitching holds up, I'd say 35-25.
I'd take that. If 10 games over 500, Robbie, would you take that?
Of course.
That's pretty good.
That might be good enough to be in the playoffs.
That might be good enough. How many do they decide? Is it still the same playoffs?
Yeah, they never got to agree to the expanded playoffs for this year. So, yeah, it's still the five teams.
You know what? Not surprising from that weasel Rob Manfred. It doesn't have a creative bone in his body. You know? Not like the Panthers, who are going to come out here, win this little play-in series, and then take the cup. That's how that's going to roll.
Somebody said, I don't know why I turned up the radio like Leroy is going to say something during this segment.
If you guys want, and by the way, Leroy, you haven't retweeted my poll yet, so if you could do that, I'd appreciate it. You know, you have a lot of followers, so just let me know. But right now, our poll is most likely to get the Patrick Mahomes contract next. You can vote for Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Tua Tagovailoa, or Leroy's entry, Gardner Minshew. Right now, in the early running, Lamar Jackson with nearly 50% of the vote, he's at 48.3. Tua Tagovailoa in second with 27%.
Somebody said that the clicking in the background sounded like Leroy typing up his resignation. Who hates that someone loves more than Leroy? I think it's here. Let's be clear. In any sport, I think it's a waste of airtime. And here's why. There's so many variables that come into play during the course of a year. To sit here and say, and play that game before anybody has played one single game is just nonsense. Ridiculous.
Well, you can agree, though. It's a little different. It's a little different to have this situation because, we have a better idea of the roster. So it's a sprint, not a marathon. So we got a better idea.
The only difference between this year and years past is it only takes up 2 segments. That's it. Because if we had to do it for 162 games, oh, my goodness. Get out of here. And then poor Robbie. Well, you don't have to track Macho Marlins, man. He says 32-0. So that's just ridiculous.
So irresponsible.
I got 21-11 so far through 32 games.
21-11?
21-11.
Robbie,
pretty good.
Robbie, they're going to be a one seed.
Dude, they would only have to maintain pace. Well, I guess if they maintain pace, that would put them 20 over, right?
Damn. Or if they just 500 the rest of the year, they'll get to the 35 and at 25.
Again, they have some of the traits of a good team, and that is pitching. But here's the good thing and here's the bad thing about the Marlins. Last year, the Marlins made it to about 40 games before the pitching started breaking down.
Yeah, but and also their hitting was it was just atrocious.
We were on spider watch for the first
again,
2 months.
But
of the
but the pitching, but as bad as they hit the ball, they were in a lot of games because of their pitching. The bullpen sucked. Okay,
yep. Wei and Chen.
If they can start off the way they started off last year, and the pitching hold up throughout the year, you can honestly say that they have a chance of being decent.
I just like the idea that they actually put pros in their lineup though. Like you got big Corey Stickerson, you got Jonathan Villar,
Jesus
like
Jesus Aguilar.
Like you actually got some pros here. Like you're not going all the way to the well. And then you know I like what Harold Ramirez brought to the table last year. Koopa Loop, you know Koopa Loop was a little bit of a dry spell. You know he was feast or famine, but I don't know.
That's young. Koop's pretty young, right?
I tell you who looks Jimmy Jack to the gills is Jorge Alfaro. That dude looks in good shape this year.
All right.
Now, he got off to a great start. He tapered off, but this is a sprint for Alfaro.
Hey, are you gonna do that to win? That's a loss for Inter Miami. There's only one team I can guarantee you they'll beat: FC Dallas.
What I play?
Is tomorrow a rivalry game? We hate Orlando, right?
Oh yes, yeah.
F Orlando.
Yeah, there's no coincidence. That's the first game on the docket that opened up the entire tournament.
Yeah, we should get some, do we know the soccer chants, Leroy? You get a scarf? Can I get a scarf?
we haven't had a home game yet.
We'll just call Tyler. He's probably got a couple laying around.
Let's get the headlines, Robbie. What do you got for us, man?
Ooh, this Tobin. Is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Wait a minute. Tobin has all the major sports teams winning championships this year, something that's probably never done. I think the closest has been Boston, right?
Yeah, we know what those Patriots lost.
Right, the Patriots lost, but Boston won.
Yeah, I remember that school year. The Red Sox won the World
Celtics
Series.
Won, the Red Sox won, and then that was the year that the Pats lost.
The Bruins might have won too that time.
Right.
But it doesn't
Somebody
matter.
Said, what happened to Victor Mesa? Dud.
A little overhyped.
Well, he got himself an Instagram ass model, and we haven't
Oh,
seen
no.
Since.
Is that what's going to happen?
How old is Coop?
Coop's got to be older. Upper 20s.
Yeah, Coop, I think, is like 27.
But that is young, though.
It's not super
in,
young.
In baseball?
He's 29.
29, all right. So he should be getting into his prime right now. 30.
He's beefy. 30s. Big boy.
He is injury prone.
6'6", 230.
I didn't know Coop was that tall.
Yeah.
Wow. Big boy is right.
What do you got, Robbie? Let's get some help.
So I want to update the story we talked about earlier about, you know, this Bob Baffert who had a couple horses get popped and he blamed accidental exposure to lidocaine.
But, oh, really?
So Baffert says that he believes that the lidocaine from the patch was inadvertently transferred from the employee's hand. This employee, by the way, had back problems and he was taking a pain reliever. He says the lidocaine was inadvertently transferred from the employee's hands to the horses through the use of tongue ties applied by the employee who handled both animals leading up to the races. That's the excuse.
Okay, hold on.
This dude reeks of liar.
Hold on. Do you know the lidocaine doesn't come out until you stick it on your arm? And that part of it is face down. So it would have to be a work of magic to get the lidocaine underneath that patch onto the hand with enough to get into the mouth of a horse.
Multiple horses.
I've gotten horses. I've gotten to my horse.
I'll tell you what, his back must still hurt because he ain't getting no lidocaine on his back.
Listen, I'm going to my horse insider and I've just asked a simple question. How much does Bob Baffert lie?
God.
We'll see what he has to say.
Well, he also says, this is a case of innocent exposure and not intentional administration.
Well, of course.
First of all, let's back it up. Let's back it up. Here's how you can tell if he's lying. What does lidocaine do to a horse? How does a horse benefit from lidocaine?
Well, one horse,
you know, makes him run faster.
No. How can it be a pain reliever? And then somebody said, was dude making out with the horse? Like, I don't know, like, dude.
I would imagine if a horse had, like, let's say a crack in its hoof and it could deal with the pain running. Yeah.
Right. But, and here's the other thing. How much a horse weighed? 600-700 pounds?
I think more than that, dude.
More than that? Okay. It even helps my cause. How much lidocaine does a horse have to get put in his system for it to be noticeable?
About 1,000 pounds, it says, for a thoroughbred.
Right. Right. Can answer that question. Because I'm more than sure a little lidocaine off a fence is not going to trigger a drug test. Because even if you have to give them a dosage, it's almost a whole bottle, right? Like a big giant syringe.
Yeah, it feels like he would have to eat like a whole pack of apples of lidocaine.
Oh, wait. Big boy. Leroy didn't say 6'6", 230 is a string bean. Tobin, get the box out. No, it is thin.
For a tight end. You're saying he would be a thin tight end.
Right. He's Gesicki?
Right. Yeah. Right. Gesicki is just a slow wide receiver.
Cooper Loop is a cycle away from just getting to Gesicki.
A cycle. What is wrong? Why is, like, you look, I'm telling you, if there's anybody that want to make steroids legal, I got your guy. I got your spokesman right here. You've been talking about letting everybody just juice it up. Forget that your testicle's going to be the size of peas. Don't worry about that.
Arnold's doing all right. He's got a mini horse. He's happy.
By the way, I've been watching this Queen of the South.
Good.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Robbie, what else you got, man?
So we know that Inter Miami is opening the MLS tournament tomorrow against Orlando City. But Robbie Robinson, the rookie, he is not going to be in the tournament. For personal reasons, they made sure to tell everybody that he was not positive for COVID-19.
Interesting.
I always wonder about that, like even with the Heat. Like, I get that these guys play basketball, play sports, and everybody wants to know. But is it against the rules to actually tell you who it is?
Like, I think the reason is if he's not going to play and he's not leaving for COVID, it's not HIPAA laws.
Well, no. I'm saying no. They not in this, but I'm saying in the case of the Heat, right? If they say two players popped, are they? Because of HIPAA laws, they can't say who it is.
I think they've said that. I think they said that it's up to the player to reveal that.
Right. But that's right. If the player says it, fine. But yeah, we find out, you know, all the time. Is it – and what sucks is okay, say if the media finds out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they report it.
Well, they did.
Is that good? No, I'm just saying. I'm hypothetical.
Okay. Is that a HIPAA violation?
Right. And they report it. Is that a violation of a person?
I think it depends if a doctor tells you. Because this happened, remember, did this happen with Jason Pierre-Paul and Schefter? Because Schefter actually got, like,
the doctor actual, to say.
Doctor. I think he got, like, the chart from the hospital saying what happened to his hand.
Right.
I think that's one case. If it's through other parties, I don't know if it is. I don't know.
Man. That sucks, man. Could you imagine not having, like, I get it. People are going to say, well, you play football, that's expected. But are we going a little too far with that? Like, there's certain things that you should just be allowed to be, human, right? And have the privacies of being able to deal with certain things like everybody else.
Well, I actually thought that, speaking of steroids, like, I think that a lot of this stuff should be like, and they've gotten more to this in fighting, but like they used to like just say, guys, oh, this guy popped And then, you know, maybe it turned out that the guy actually did have accidental stuff in his system and he's still labeled a cheat. And so they've tried to get more to the idea of like keeping it, you know, keeping it quiet until they come with the results. But sometimes it's hard. Like if it's the week of a fight and a guy can't fight because of that, then what else? What do you say?
Right. No, I know. I know. But still, you can't like, I don't know, man. It just sucks. Like I spent my whole life trying to be normal, you know, like I loved playing football and I loved everything that came with it. And I dealt with everything. Keep in mind, I understood everything. There were times where I just wanted to be a normal dude. That means that if I go to a club and somebody come at me the wrong way, I want to knock his ass out. Right. Because I'm a man, not because I'm a football player, not because of anything other than that. So like, I just wish that, you know, regardless of what we think of all these athletes and all and people, that we still have the ability to be men and human. And I think that gets lost.
Robbie, what else you got for headlines, man?
So I got distracted by the TV, but guess what's on tonight? 9 o'clock on TNT.
Isn't Inside the NBA back or NBA on TNT?
I don't know if it's back. Yeah, but The Magnificent Seven. I think they did some copyright infringement there. That movie is on tonight at 10 p.m.
Didn't think you were going that way, man. I thought because I think D Wade is back tonight. I think they're doing his show with Shaq and Lefko and all them. And I forget the other player they do it. Do they do it with? I forget her name.
Oh, Candace Parker.
Candace Parker. Thank you. Thank you. All right. When we come back, Myers Leonard yesterday spoke to the media. We'll hear a little bit from the Heat big man coming up after this.
15 minutes.
Bam, bam. All right, we'll get to what 15 minutes of Heat is. You want to read that there?
What do you want me to read?
15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by...
I haven't had that in forever.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I will give you a COVID-19 update powered by Airpro 79 service. Call the pros at airprosacrepair.com. Yesterday, it was reported that FC Dallas, they have backed out of the MLS's back tournament amid coronavirus cases. The Inter Miami CF is supposed to take on Orlando City tomorrow, 8 o'clock on ESPN.
Hopefully.
An Inter-Miami rookie, Robbie Robinson, he left the Inter-Miami team, but it is not for COVID-19. He left for personal reasons, and it was just more prudent for him not to be in the bubble, according to team spokesman. So that's what's going on there. This is a huge slap in the face, okay? A couple things happened yesterday. One was a good thing for the Heat. You had Bam Adebayo. He is listed, Robbie, on odds, a minus 140 favorite to win Most Improved Player of the Year. So that's good. Closer odds to him. Brandon Ingram is plus 260. Luka Doncic is plus 550. Jason Tatum plus 1,000. But Bam is the perennial favorite right now to win Most Improved Player. But ESPN, what a crock of bleep this place is, all right? I just, it's enough already. They do stories about, their Miami hate is so clear. They do stories about, what if LeBron didn't choose Miami? You know, everything is anti-Miami this, anti-Miami that. So they come out with their power rankings, okay? Their pre-bubble power rankings, which somehow they've done twice now, and somehow the Heat fell a spot, which is crazy to me. And they go, Milwaukee 1, no problem there. LA Clippers 2. They were 3. It's kind of weird. I guess because they lost. Why? Because the Lakers lost Avery Bradley? It's got to be why. Lakers, they're 3. Raptors 4. They stay put. 5 is the Houston Rockets, who were 9th. Somehow they have made such a surge, Leroy, all the way to 9th. Crazy. And not playing basketball. Amazing. That put everybody down a spot. Celtics fell to 6. The Philadelphia 76ers. 7th. They were 13th. Now they're 7th. You have the Denver Nuggets at 8 and then the Heat at 9. Now, I just want to know, in a world where sports and results matter, how in the hell do the Miami Heat in any landscape. Fall behind in any kind of ranking, power or unpowered. How do they fall behind a team in Philadelphia that they have whooped the holy hell out of 3 out of 4 times this year, have a better record than, took their best player in the playoffs last year? Explain it to me, Leroy. Why in God's name, other than ESPN being a Miami-hating machine, explain to me how the Philadelphia 76ers are ranked ahead of the Miami Heat. Explain it to me.
I can explain it with 2 words. Who cares?
I do. Me.
I can explain it in 5 words. Who gives a rat's ass?
All right, it's 5 words.
See, wait. I thought this out because I know when I'm dealing with you, my counting better be on point.
Jimmy,
who cares? Here's all that matters. When the playoffs start, the Heat are going to be ranked or going to be seeded higher than the 76ers, correct?
Not necessarily. Maybe. I think so.
Then who cares? Who cares? Their play on the court says otherwise. So who cares?
How a team...
It doesn't matter, because guess what? This is not a situation where you haven't played basketball. They've played a majority of their season. Mm-hmm. They are seeded to reflect what they have done during the season.
It's garbage,
The Heat are seeded higher than the 76ers. Who cares what ESPN thinks?
Dude, if you are... First of all, a lot of people. It's the biggest sports brand, media brand out there. So a lot of people care what they think. And second of all, they put these crews together filled with Friedel and them boys, and they just throw stuff up against a wall, and they decide, Philadelphia, who they've sworn up and down. They're like, Philadelphia, Philadelphia, Philadelphia. They've been nothing but bums all year, okay? They suck on the road. All right, they're good at home, except when the Heat play them. Whoop their ass there. All right, except on the second night of a back-to-back, which wasn't a true loss. Whoop their ass there. And they want to sit there and be like, they'll have it figured out in the bubble. Huh?
Here's where our show is. Text comes in. Every listener counted for 5 words. But Tobin.
What?
Here.
Yeah.
The Heat are seated 4th right now, right?
Yes.
The 76ers are 5th?
6th.
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 Hold on. 76ers are 6th. Who cares what people think? You have actual play that proves it otherwise.
That's the point, though. Why are we ignoring the facts, Leroy? Why are we ignoring the facts? You know how silly it would be if we got up here and we're like, Heat are above the Lakers in power rankings. That's dumb. They lost to them.
Silly, like saying a quarterback is the best in the conference without the division without playing a down?
No, not the same.
Yeah, it is.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it is.
No, because
maybe they're using your analytics to come to that conclusion.
The other quarterbacks are garbage. I've seen them play.
Okay.
I've seen them play.
Somebody said Tobin is the sauce sommelier. I see you taking it. Look, tasted it. Yeah, that's some good silly sauce right there.
Got some oak to it.
Yeah. God.
Let's hear a refined individual, a sommelier of Heat culture. Here's Myers Leonard. He spoke yesterday, held court. He says Heat culture is real and will give us a leg up.
What I do know about the Heat also is Heat culture is very real. I know that for a fact. And so I think the mentality and the understanding of being there for others, being of the team, and constantly working towards one goal is what we're going to do. And that's going to give us a leg up, in my opinion.
Bro, I could snort. Hey. Myers Leonard could say Heat culture is real. I want to chop that up, Leroy, with a credit card. And there's those big grains falling. That's how when he says stuff like that, that's how I feel. Like, I just need a bump to get through the day. Ah, culture.
Man, look. You're getting excited.
Oh yeah.
I so hope that we can play basketball and everybody stays relatively healthy.
Please.
Because the other thing is if the wrong person gets it, it's a get out of jail free card, right? So I already know you. The wrong person get the COVID, not a true win. Team had COVID.
We'll see.
No, we know.
We'll see.
We know.
We'll see.
Here, you want to respond to this one?
Yeah.
Random, I know. That's what we do here. Random. But I was listening to yesterday's show through the wonderfulradio.com app.
Shout out.
And heard the beef about Ethan and, how do you put Saw?
Must have been Zaslow.
And Zaz, yeah. Saw Ethan in person once at a restaurant in Palm Beach. Way more jacked than I thought. Taking him to knock out Zaz in the second round.
Ooh.
Now. When I think of Ethan, that's my guy. I like Ethan. But the words jacked don't usually follow Ethan.
I would say Ethan is journalist jacked. Like, I would say if you're putting a journalist weight class, dude, he's definitely... Because
here, when you weigh 145 pounds, you're supposed to be jacked.
I would say it would probably be Ethan. I'm trying to think. Best shaped journalists we got. I would go Beasley.
Would you watch the game?
You think Beasley?
Beasley's in good shape. He's got that lean muscle to him.
Okay. He's probably the youngest also.
Yeah, but isn't Beasley also sneaky old? He's got a baby face.
No, he's not sneaky old.
Are you sure?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. For some reason, I thought that.
Snold.
Robbie.
Let's get back to a guy who's actually jacked. Myers Leonard. He said that he did have a bad injury, but he's good now.
There's nothing like basketball shape. You have to play basketball to be in basketball shape. So I've yet to practice against Bam or go up against another starting five. So it's hard for me to know exactly where I'm at, but I feel good. My ankle is strong. Everything is healed correctly and I'm ready to play. Now it's just, what's the progression like with practice with the Heat, scrimmages, the 8 regular season games into the playoffs? The ultimate goal, of course, is to win in the playoffs. And I think that that's an obvious statement, but one that has to be said because, you know, there's going to be some bumps along the way probably for me. It was a bad injury. I hate that it was, but that's the truth about it. But again, I've been very, very diligent. I mean, I feel good. And so that's the positive.
Do you think that, would it be inappropriate to ask Myers Leonard if he could just say Wilbur? Cause I feel like he's been there. I feel like he's the narrator from Charlotte's Web, dude.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I love that voice. I just want him to narrate a movie. Wilbur.
I tell you what. This. Oh, boy.
I am glad he's healthy, though. Do you want to hear what Myers Leonard is packing to Orlando?
Yes.
Here's more of the Heat big man.
Like, I went through the closet, and I grabbed just about everything that will be good enough for warm, hot weather. Which is going to include a lot of this, by the way, a lot of cutoff hoodies, by the way, a lot of cutoff shorts, by the way. I don't need to show up in all these cool outfits. No, I don't need any of that. What I do know that I need is a blender for my protein shakes. I need Level Bars. I need Celsius. I need my PC because I love the game and all the accessories and just the basic necessities. So, honestly, I just walk through every room. I decide, wonder if I'm going to need this for 3 months. If I do, I throw it in a bag. And if I don't, I keep it moving.
When he says cool outfits, he's talking about Tyler Hero, right?
Yeah. Scarves.
Immediately in his head, he's thinking about Tyler Hero and his scarf.
Right. Well, Myers, I'm going to tell you. You can accessorize real good when you can bring your wife. That's true. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
That's how that works with all of us, man. A dude could dress like a bum. If his wife is looking good next to him, they won't even notice him.
True. True. Now listen, he's you know, him and his wife, they're two scoops of adorable. They're always all over the Instagram. I'm sure he's gonna have a hard time with the bubble too. I mean, I think he'll be better. He seems more ready to go into the bubble.
He's a professional. He's used to it. They've been through this a couple of times.
I feel like I see Tyler Hero trying to escape the bubble.
You said 3 months. I'm saying 3 weeks is a struggle. That's a struggle.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Ready? Got some good shape journalists. Will Manso?
Will Manso's in good shape. That's true.
Omar Kelly?
I haven't seen Omar in a while.
Duarte?
Duarte's not a journalist.
I think he's a grape away from his skin just popping.
Duarte's not a journalist.
Somebody said Amber might be the most fit.
She's not a journalist either. She's a charlatan.
Wow. Wow.
The whole sh-
Oh! Dump!
Oh, hey, it was delayed, dump. Too. Most people catch it right away, right?
Oh, man. finally, Myers Leonard referring to himself in the third person.
I guess I currently don't know what's going to happen when we start practice and when we play scrimmages and in the eight games and into the playoffs. The truth is we were pretty damn good when Myers Leonard was on the basketball fourth for the Miami Heat. I still have to earn that, and I'm okay with that. But that's how I've always approached my job.
I love it.
Hey, I was like, man, all right. I don't think I've ever done that.
You never said Leroy Horde gets the ball. Leroy Horde's going to score.
Yeah, no, never.
You never said never. if you need a yard, Leroy Horde will get you 3 yards. If you need 5 yards, Leroy Horde will get you 3 yards.
Because it's something in my inner self would say, hey, what a jackass. Tone it down a little bit, big fella.
Who was third person guy? Was it Chris Carter?
Moss?
I don't know. You know what? I don't really know who it was, but Robert it Smith? Always comes like if you get made fun of and it always catches you off guard, right?
Always.
Always. Because you're like, what? Now we fight for the heavyweight championship of the world. Now we talking, you know, yeah.
Man. All right, we close out today's show. That's a win.
Are we really going to end the show like that?
Well, what would you like to end the show with?
Anything other? Let's do it tomorrow.
We already started. We can't.
I mean, we just gonna leave it up in the air.
All right.
All right, I tell you what. I'll let you pick something to talk about.
No.
And if it's interesting, then I won't go to that's a win, that's a loss.
We don't have time for that's a win, that's a loss.
Oh, we got time.
We only got 28 games left.
We only got 28 games left, and what are we going to do? We're going to leave Lapdog and Cucumber Water hanging? That'd be good.
All right. I wonder if they're playing the game.
They don't have the guts. They don't have the guts to play the game. They're sitting here, bending to Mad Dog and talking about Gators football. Who knows?
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Wait. Hate that guy. Back after this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
This text that you sent me. I was waiting for somebody to come cold cock the guy.
Oh, you're talking about the guy who is like, I feel threatened. I feel threatened.
Yeah. Somebody should just ran up to him and just T-boned him. Boom, how threatened are you now?
Nobody I hate more than Mask, the guy who just won't wear the damn mask. Come on, bro.
And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
Like a mad dog.
Like,
Right. All right. Let's get to.
I know what you're trying to do, Leroy. You're trying to change the subject.
Divert. You're trying to divert. Here's our poll, Leroy. Our results for today.
Why are you practicing social distancing on the radio, dude?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're gonna make this as painful as possible, aren't you?
Yep. Could have just gone along for the ride. Could have been It's a Small World instead. You
just ripped the Band-Aid off.
Yep. Reap what you sow. Most likely to get the Patrick Mahomes contract next, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Tua Tagovailoa, or Gardner Minshew. Lamar Jackson leading the way, 48%. Tua Tagovailoa is second at 26%. Now, if you were to vote, because I know you're voting nobody, but if you were, if you had to vote, you'd go Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so we're clear.
Hey, somebody said, if Leroy doesn't want to play, that's a win, that's a loss, then fine. How about you guys play, that's a loss, that's a win?
All right. You know what? Would you be in on that?
No. No.
That's a loss. That's a win. Let's get to it, Robbie.
All right. We left off on the 28th of August. This is game number 33 for the Marlins. They start a three-game series at home with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, yeah. The Citrus Series. Who's going to get the best glass of OJ after this is all said and done? Look, the Rays go out there. They say, oh, we're the premier small market team. We go out there in Florida, and we're smart. We do it better than anybody else. Let me just ask you something. How is it that you guys are able to sleep at night all gold on your fingers because they're all naked? No rings for the Tampa Ray ringless Rays. Plus, your ballpark's still a dump and Dick Vitale can go to hell. That's a sweep. No further questions, Mean Gene. Robbie, what do you got?
I think the halfway point, they hit a little bit of the wall. They win one game. They go 1-2 on the trip. Leroy?
Leroy? Leroy?
Next up! The chances of me ever playing this game left when you came to the last segment like that.
I'll take the mask off if you play. I'll take it off. Come on, play the game. Let's go. Play the game. Come on. Get on in there. Pick again. Go on. Just this next series. Will you play the next series for me? I won't make you play anymore.
It's a quickie.
It's a quickie. Little two-gamer.
Yeah, the day off.
Hey, this isn't baby food. You don't little just game. Take one spoon. We're going to do one.
Hey, Leroy, here comes the Slim Jim train. Choo-choo. Choo-choo, open up. Come on. Tell me if it's a winner, that's a loss.
I'm feeling threatened. Look at the
door, let me
I'm
pitch
feeling threatened.
All right, what do we got? Robbie,
it's the two games at home against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, you know what we say about the Blue Jays? Take that B off and you start your series. You start your name with an L. Couple of losses for the Loose Jays. Get them out of here, Mean Gene. What do you got, Robbie?
I got a split. They're still on their wall, but they're still managing the wall, but they split. They win one game.
All right. Hitting a little bit of a wall, a little bit of a low, a little bit of a roll. Leroy, what do you got? Leroy? Okay, next series.
Then they have after a day off, they hit the road, and they're playing again the Tampa Bay Rays at the dump of the ballpark.
Good to get to do it in the friendly confines of Tropicana Park, the worst orange juice there is known to man. Let me tell you something. I can't wait to get in front of Dick Vitale and sweep his Rays right in front of his face. Cooper Loop going to be going deep. Caleb Wiff going to be striking them all out. And don't forget, we're going to have Isan Diaz really hitting his stride at second base. Because if he isn't, you might want to pipe up the brass section because Jazz Flute is coming down the pipe. He might be going to shortstop. Miggy Rowe going to second base. And you got yourself the double play combo of the future. A lot of pressure on Isan, but I believe in him. Sweep for the fish. Leroy? Robbie?
I say they're still on the wall. Plus, they're going to get distracted by those stupid catwalks and the terrible ballpark. I think it's a sweep for the Rays.
A sweep for the Rays? Yeah. A sweep your face.
They haven't got swept yet. I had to get one in
there.
Sweep
your face. Next series.
They're still on the road trip. This time, they're going up to Atlanta, taking on the Braves for three games.
Does this even have to be said? I ask you, does this have to be said? I think not. Sweep. Go to hell, Atlanta.
I think Freddie Freeman will be back from the Super Rona by then. I think the Braves get one game. Marlins win two.
Leroy? Okay, next series.
All right, they're coming back home. They start a homestand four games against the Philadelphia Phillies.
I love a four game, but this is just like when you got the fatal four-way match and I got the four horsemen. It was four machos against four horsemen. And guess who came out on top in that match, Leroy? The Macho Man. That's what's going to happen. JT Realmuto, you know what's going to happen here? He's going to be pining. He's going to be like, oh, look at them. They've moved on without me. They got LA Alpha. Oh, yeah. And what am I doing? I'm sitting here, no extension, sad at another disappointing Philly season. The Fish clinched the NL East with this series. Four straight wins. That's the story of that.
I'll go three wins.
Three out of four?
Three out of four.
Leroy? Leroy? Next up!
All right, staying on the homestand. This time, three games against the Boston Red Sox.
All right. Boston Red Sox are basically like the AL East Atlanta Braves. Highfalutin, fake, bums, think they run all of baseball. Don't forget what you guys were up until 2004. The Fish had two more championships than you in their existence than you over that time period. The Boston Red Sox, also known cheaters. They got off. They got the skate off. Rats off a ship. And instead, they're sitting here. They're going to face the Fish. AL East matchup. Fish are going to take it. In a revenge for Miami's own Alex Cora. You guys banned him with disgrace. You didn't stick by your guy, even though you didn't get punished. So I'm going to go Fish sweep. Leroy? Robbie?
Two out of three.
Two out of three. How many series?
There won't be any of the Sullys and Murphs in the building because, you know, no fans allowed.
No, not allowed. How many series we got left?
We only got three series left.
Three series left? Let's get to it.
All right. They have a day off, and then they finish out their home season three games against the Washington Nationals.
I like to call this series Passing of the Old Year Baton because what we're going to do is they're going to realize that the torch has been passed to the future champion. That they have rolled on. Nationals had themselves a good run. I can't hear you. You got Putin. I can't hear you. You got Putin. All this time sitting there, you thought you were being a smart aleck sitting out of the series, and we took you away. So I hope you enjoy that.
Is it the torch or a baton?
No further questions, Mean Gene. It's a sweep for the Fish.
I'll go another two wins.
Two out of three. We're going to wrap this up. Let's go.
They lost the series?
Yeah, I had him getting swept two series ago by the Rays, and Macho Man was very mad at me.
He showed no faith. Two series left. What do you got, Robbie?
All right. The big road trip. Four games at the Atlanta Braves.
I have the Atlanta Braves in last place right now, currently in the season. That means they're going to roll over like a bunch of lap dogs who's coming up in a few minutes. They're going to roll over. They're going to have the Marlins tickle their belly and say, please, please tickle me with your broom. Please tickle me with your broom. I'm not going to tickle you. Instead, you're going to lay flat on the canvas, and I'm going to give you the big elbow off the top rope and go have sex with Elizabeth after sweeping you going into the season.
I'll split.
What do you got, Robbie?
They'll split. They'll win two.
Two and two. Already have a clinch. Not that big a deal, so I'm okay with that. You saying that. That's fine. Leroy? Leroy? Finally, final series of the season,
final
Robbie.
Series on the road trip, end of the season at the New York Yankees for three games.
Derek Jeter, this is what I've been saying the entire time. This guy is going to be more known as CEO year of the Marlins than he is as shortstop for the New York Yankees. And this will be the sticking point in this series. You're going to have that fragile porcelain made Giancarlo Stanton stepping into the batter's box, if he's still available, striking out on Caleb Whiff sliders left and right, striking out on Sandman sliders left and right. He might want to go to White Castle. He's had so much of a diet of sliders. Sweep of the Fish, the first undefeated season in Major League Baseball history, going into the postseason. No further questions, Mean Gene. Snap into a Slim Jim. Choo-choo! What you got, Leroy?
35-25.
He played the game, basically. It was in his head the whole time. We got him. Robbie, what do you got?
I think Stan's going to have a quad strain. Not going to play any of the three games. Sweep for the fish.
Going into the postseason. On their way to the first division championship in franchise history and third World Series championship in franchise history. No further show, Mean Gene!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.